Chapter 3, Where is the Boy? Boy alone on the street, 3 a.m. Don't run. Don't be seen. Keep close to the buildings. Keep your eyes open. Move fast. Panic doesn't get you anything except arrested. If you get stopped, remember your cover story. March had lost the map in his head. The route he'd memorized was gone. The streets suddenly looked all the same, with their narrow houses, with sharply peaked roofs and tidily painted doors, yellow, blue, red, black. There wasn't a straight line in Amsterdam. All the buildings seemed to tilt. It felt to March as though they would tumble down on him. A shower of bricks and windows, boxes full of tulips. Waar is the jongen? Where is the boy? Nothing felt real except the pavement against the soles of his sneakers. How hard it had been for his father to touch his cheek. How much strain on his face, how much determination. When the gesture had been done so casually so many times, a hand on his shoulder, a kiss on the top of his head, he'd never feel that again. March saw the days ahead of him, so many days and years, when he wouldn't feel that hand. March's knees gave way. He sat on the sidewalk. He knew he shouldn't. No doubt some stray insomniac would look outside his bedroom window and his proper Dutch mind would want to get help for the boy collapsed in the middle of the sidewalk, holding his head with both hands. Tears dripped through his fingers. He scrubbed them away. Shock made everything so sharp and yet so far away. The paper bag sat on his lap. In it was the cheese sandwich they were going to split for breakfast back at the flat. March thought of the many things his father loved and would never eat again. Pommes frites and herring sandwiches and American potato chips and licorice. Things he said they'd do together. See a Yankees game. Spend a month in New Zealand. Go to a museum without playing the what would you steal and how game. March tossed the bag aside, hating the sandwich because Alfie would never eat it. The stone tumbled out, aglow in the moonlight. It was the last thing his father had given him. Maybe it was worth something, or else why had Alfie thrown it, knowing March would catch it? Because his son never let him down. Just yesterday, he'd said it. You've never let me down, March. March gripped the stone hard. Don't let him down, then. Keep moving. It took only a block before he knew he was being followed.